Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. It's a Monday, beginning of a new week. Broadcasting and talking about stuff, political stuff anyway. It matters in your life and how you can use it to change your world. And boy, does our world need to be changed, especially in Oregon. Don't you agree? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So, Portland apparently is seeing the rich people leave. I can't imagine why. The Taxpayers Association of Oregon has an Oregon Catalyst story today on OregonWatchdog.com. And it says fresh data from Multnomah County, which is Portland. That's more than Portland, but it's really all of Portland. Shows the county's highest taxpayers are rapidly shrinking from 2021 through 2022. Now, there's this new preschool tax for everybody. Now, this sort of brings us to how many illegal aliens have come to Oregon? Well, we don't know. How many have been shipped here by the Biden administration? We don't know. But if you're a rich person in Multnomah County, rich being described as, well, there were 6,063 returns in 2021. Now, this is the preschool tax, okay? Which is a special tax in Multnomah County. For people making over $500,000, there were 6,000 returns. Now, of all the returns in Multnomah County, that comprised 17.6%. Okay, 17%. Guess how much the tax was that these people paid? It was $155 million, folks. What? Yeah, no kidding. This was 81%. This was in 21. It was 81% of the total tax that went into the preschool tax. 6,000 people. There's only 17% of the returns for this tax paid 81% of the tax. Okay, now keep that statistic in mind. Let's fast forward to the next year. Of that same group of people that made $500,000 plus, instead of 6,063 returns, it was barely 4,919. And instead of paying $155 million, they only paid $112 million. They were 15% of the total returns, and they only paid 75% of the total payment. So the year before, the richest people getting taxed, this special preschool tax in Multnomah County alone, according to this data from the state, there were 6,063. A year later, there was only 4,919. In 21, they comprised, the richest people, 17.62% of all the returns. A year later, they were only 15% of the returns. The total payment in 21 was $155 million. It was only $112 million a year later. The total amount the richest paid in 21 was 81%. A year later, it was down to 75%. The richest people are leaving. Now, why would they do that? Well, Ask yourself this question. Do any of you like paying a lot of taxes? I don't. And I bet you don't either. Nor should you. Because it's what we pay it for is what matters. Doesn't it now? Sure it does. Dutch Brothers, you know, they started here in Southern Oregon. Huge coffee empire now. They moved their headquarters out of Oregon to Arizona, which just cut their income tax rate down to a little over 2%. The state law that they got passed a few years ago said if their economy reached certain goals, they would eventually eliminate the state income tax in Arizona. And they started at something, I think, around 6%. Now they're down to 2%. They're on track to hit zero. Dutch Brothers moves out of Oregon to Arizona. And Dutch Brothers just hired a whole bunch of new executives. Where? In Arizona. The new number one sponsor of the Portland Timbers just moved their headquarters from Hillsboro to Texas. Although they decided to quit supporting them. This article then points out to some Realtors Association. Now why am I, and it talks about personal income tax, personal income growth. We talked about this statistic previously. Multnomah County is barely positive, 0.2%. Washington County is 2.6%. Clackamas County is 2%. Clark County across the river is 2%. Multnomah County, basically dead even. The top migration states where people are moving to, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Arizona, Idaho, Alabama, Oklahoma, Nevada, Arkansas, Montana. What is the commonality between all of those states I just mentioned? They're all Republican, folks. The bottom migration states, who's at the top of losing people as a percentage of our population? Oregon, Minnesota, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, New York, California. This is Association of Realtors numbers. Okay, these are not, the source is census, yes, but it's where people are choosing to go. The top 12 population growth states are all low tax states. The bottom migration states where people are going to are all liberal, high tax states. Now, this plays into a lot of factors as to why, and we'll get into that here as we go along. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff is 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, there's a story in the Daily Beast, dailymail.com. Now, this is a UK publication. This is not an Oregon, okay, publication. Talking about, guess who? Portland's progressive DA, Mike Schmidt, is branded lazy by his challenger because he spends too much time meeting with lawmakers to push for equity instead of working on cases in the crime-ridden Oregon City. Nathan Vasquez is a deputy district attorney, is challenging Mike Schmidt. They have very different views on how the DA's office ought to be run. In fact, Vasquez attacks Schmidt because he says Schmidt has destroyed the morale amongst prosecutors. That has been echoed by several other prosecutors, some of who have quit, others who have filed complaints against Schmidt, including sexual harassment. Now, as Portland goes, so goes the state. This is not unusual. I mean, look at Washington State, same deal. Seattle goes, so Washington goes. Because this is all about, folks, this is all about perception. If the perception is that Oregon is a place you can come to for drug tourism, guess what? If the perception is that you can come to Oregon, score cheap fentanyl drugs by using the bottle bill, remember we talked about that? Betsy Johnson said this at a meeting recently. You can turn in 12 cans, which is 10 cents per can, get $1.20, and get three hits of fentanyl for $1.20. In the open air drug markets of Portland, of which Mike Schmidt said he couldn't do anything about. So as Portland goes, so does the whole state. The perceptions of Oregon are fashioned and formed by people's perception of Portland, which is where most people fly into, where you can still drive around and see graffiti, where you can see tent cities. Now, at least in Salem, we're hiding them a little bit better, right? Now, Nathan Vasquez has raised twice as much money as Mike Schmidt. There have been a group of Portlanders. Now, I have not seen who it is that is contributing to him, but my guess is there's a lot of downtown property owners who have seen their properties go vacant because Portland has the highest vacancy rate in the country, folks, for downtown areas. Did you know that? It was a story we talked about briefly the other day. I would bet some of those property owners are probably contributing to Nathan Vasquez. The criminals are not being prosecuted in Portland by the current woke DA, Mike Schmidt. So how's this going to end up? Well, that kind of depends on us. Because this is coming to a city near you if we don't fix it in Portland. Back in a moment at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
All right, sorry about that, folks. Sometimes pushing that button just doesn't work right. Art sends me a text message that says we will lose the seat in the federal house that we just gained when they take the next census. Maybe. Folks, as Portland goes, so goes the state of Oregon. When the lawless criminals of Antifa were allowed to take over the streets of Portland by Mike Schmidt and Mayor Ted Wheeler and the city council, that began to spread to other cities in Oregon. Now, this is like cancer. The disease, I think, Savage Nation used to say disease is a mental illness, or liberalism is a mental illness. It's a disease. And it goes, once it begins infecting people, if it is not stopped, it will destroy the next city, which is Salem, Eugene, Bend. Salem, Marion County, we have a conservative county commission. We got a liberal mayor. There's a mayor's debate coming up here shortly. We need to get rid of that liberal mayor. You know, the guy that rammed down the income tax down your throats, the city income tax, which you rejected by 80%. Yeah, that guy, Chris Hoy. No relation to Julie Hoy, city councilor, who is running against him for mayor. Just reminding you all of that. In Portland, they cut, and this Daily Mail story talks about it. Homelessness in Portland, just the city of Portland, increased by 65% from 2015 to 2023, with basically 6,300 people counted in the latest point in time count, is what that's called. It says Portland officials cut millions from its police budgets in June 2020 following the Black Lives Matter protests and the growing Defund the Police movement. Now, the flaw in this story is they don't tell you how much they cut it. They cut it $12.8 million, folks. $12.8 million from the Portland Police Bureau. They disbanded the gang enforcement team, for lack of a better term. The story says, but following the rise in crime, homelessness and drugs in the city, Portland officials reversed course and increased its $230 million police budget by $5.2 million a year later. That's half of what they, that's less than half of what they took from the Portland Police Bureau. And they are still not prosecuting the property crime criminals that still run the streets of Portland. Now, if we want to keep this disease from infecting Salem, then we need a new mayor. Which is why you need to work on behalf of Julie Hoy. Now, fortunately, we have a sheriff who gets it. We interviewed Sheriff Hunter when we were at the Hispanic event during that special Saturday broadcast. And we have even Democrats like Celine Coleman, who's running for Ward 1. She gets it. She comes to our political coffee clutch meetings. She goes a lot of places with, as does Michael Holzelton, who's running in Ward 5. They show up at Political Coffee Clatch, and they show up everywhere. Every place that I've been recently, they have pretty much been also. And they show up at the same places that Julie Hoy does. We cannot afford to have Salem turn into Portland. Now, we won't in many ways because we have a sheriff who's not a leftist woke progressive. The Multnomah County sheriff, after Mike Reese's debacle, basically doing whatever Kate Brown wanted, especially when it came to not prosecuting illegal aliens and the people that suffered over that. We have somebody different. And we have a PA who will shoot the man. That makes sense.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 23 minutes before the top down. Great to have you with us on a Monday, folks. It's solar eclipse day. It isn't really going to matter to us because it is the solar eclipse is going to be way south of us. But boy, are people freaking out across the southern United States or wherever this thing is going to go. Man, I mean, sheriffs are canceling meetings and shutting down highways. I mean, good grief. We had a solar eclipse here. It was kind of fun to watch, wasn't it? Wasn't the end of the world. It's like Y2K wasn't the end of the world. But the end of the world is coming. We need to fight it as long as we can. That's why I'm talking about Portland. Now, some other things out there, and I will get to them in a memento because they're important, including a great text from one of our avid listeners. There's a new General Flynn movie out, by the way. In fact, he was going to be here in Oregon on the 23rd. He's, for whatever reasons, they've canceled. This is a documentary film about General Michael Flynn and the deep state apparatus that went after him. In fact, you can watch the trailer. I'll have a link to that up on the show. Folks, our good friends over, and they are, at Freedom Heating and Air, are running this second opinion, free second opinion campaign. You know what? It really is worth it, I think, if you do that. If you think about doing the, really just calling them up and saying, you know what, my competitor or whoever it was has said that I need to replace all my equipment. Do I really need to? I think that's a great idea. It might really work out well for you because maybe you don't, if you're being pressured to replace it, maybe you don't really need a replacement. Maybe it just needs a really good tune-up. So call Freedom Heating and Air, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Just give them a call. And they'll come out and they'll give you that second opinion. And you can trust it. You can trust them. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, 503-580-1456. Oh, by the way, Freedom Quarter with Peter Sweden has a story about, well, there was a secret geoengineering project that was hidden from us and kept secret from us, where researchers launched salt crystals into the atmosphere in San Francisco off the deck of a mothballed aircraft carrier. not long ago. It was researchers from the University of Washington. And they launched trillions of salt particles into the atmosphere with the intent of blocking out the sunlight from the earth. Let me just say that again. What do you think about that? What do you think about blocking out the sunlight from the earth to save the planet? Stop global warming, of course. Well, it's not the first time this has happened. And guess who funded the initial research? Bill Gates. And some states, like the state of Tennessee, just recently voted to ban geoengineering. Because it's a conspiracy. It was ridiculed by the mainstream media because it's a conspiracy theory. Really? So they hid Tuesday's test, according to the New York Times. They hid it from the public because they were afraid of the backlash. So why did you conspire, government, University of Washington, to keep this quiet, blocking out the sunlight? Isn't that a conspiracy? I'm just curious. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's talk to Josh Michael. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Fantastic. In spite of...
I'm just...
blocking out the sunlight.
I'm enjoying the homeless-free Tampa Bay this morning. The sunrise. We're going to be watching the 75% of the eclipse from here. I'm sorry?
You get to see the eclipse today? Awesome.
Yeah, part of it. Not the whole thing. We're going to get about 75%, which is a little more than Oregon. But I did want to talk and chime in a little bit. Let's not forget about the Bill Gates balloon that he experimented with a few years ago in Sweden to also do the same thing of blocking out the sun. You know, let's not forget who this guy is and for what purpose. We got to always understand what purpose that they are attempting to do this. It's all about control and deindustrialization and shutting off the food supply and shutting off resources and shutting off that. They want to force our compliance. And we all know Bill Gates is the front man for that.
So if government can't do it outright, then they're going to use crazy billionaires like Bill Gates and others to fund the research that does this, and they have to keep it quiet. Because they're afraid of the public's backlash. Now, Josh, doesn't that give you and I, as radio talk show hosts, some encouragement that we can help encourage the public backlash?
Absolutely. I think they have accelerated their plan. They've moved Agenda 2030 to Agenda 27 now. They've instilled so much fear, and I think they screwed the pooch. They know that their time is limited, and so now they're just going full kamikaze to try to force our compliance. But the good news thing, Jeff, is I don't think people are going to go along with it. I truly believe that their days are numbered, and we're getting to a potentially new golden era where we have an awakened population that's aware of these tricks. They're aware of this propaganda, and we're not going to put up with it. It's really exciting.
So let me ask a question, Josh, before you go. Would any of this awareness, any of this understanding of how much our liberty is threatened by the globalists of both parties, the Uniparty, would any of it have happened if Donald Trump had not been elected?
I do not believe so. I do believe that he was definitely an integral part. If you go back to 2014, 2015, the Tea Party movement and kind of that underbelly of the Republican insurgents Donald Trump grabbed that torch and he blew right through that blockade that the media had, and started conversations about the border and started conversations about election fraud and the corruptions within the government. He's exposed incrementally all of that, and has brought it all to the forefront, pioneered a path for the new Republican Party to come through and, you know, start restoring our liberties. And we're doing it state by state. We're seeing Tennessee, the beautiful state of Florida, which I'm in right now. It's amazing. I've seen more smiley faces and happy people all over. It's unbelievable. It's night and day than it is in Oregon or Portland.
Well, as Portland goes, so Oregon goes. And you're right. People are leaving Portland. They're leaving Oregon because they like going someplace like you just described, where people are happy. They're enjoying themselves. They feel free. Funny how that is. Josh, have a great trip. And we'll talk to you again soon, friend.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Josh Michael, you can hear his show, Noncompliant America, Saturdays at 4 p.m. There's another story here about the Mayo Clinic study sounds the alarm that puberty blockers may inflict irreversible harm on boys. And it has a possible cancer link. You think that might be, this is the Blaze story. Do you think that might be relevant here in Oregon? Do you think you could have a maybe persuasive conversation with somebody about Oregon's laws? House Bill 2002, shame on every one of you Republicans in the House and Senate that got bought off to allow House Bill 2002 to get passed. Because not only does it still allow 10-year-olds to get abortions without parental consent or knowledge, if two doctors agree that that would be in the best interest of the child. Not only does it allow that, but it also allows puberty blockers at young ages. And now we have the Mayo Clinic folks saying puberty blockers may induce cancer in boys. What? Back in a moment. I bet you could open up a conversation about that with somebody in your world today, somebody who's persuadable. 6:48, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to be with you. No less than Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling quotes this Mayo Clinic study. She's a prominent critic of the transgender agenda. She promoted findings of the study on her ex social media page. Again, we change our world by having conversations with persuadable people about persuadable things. Cancer? Writes my buddy Jim. What kind? Testicular? Chemically altering God's plan isn't a good idea. No, it isn't. Not at all. Doug writes an email about rich people leaving Portland, you say? Sounds like the Romans are leaving Rome. Drug addicts smoking lethal substances on trains with homeless pregnant women and children living in government encampments among the rotting zombies. You mean that Portland? If you haven't figured it out by now, our entire Roman demise is because Marxist governments are like a huge mafia who launder your tax money right back to themselves under the guise of government assistance and aid, not to mention endless wars. Marxist Portland expects hate expats. Marxist Portland expats hate you. Could care less if you suffer and die horrible deaths as long as they get rich. Welcome to the fall of Rome. At least they haven't started throwing the Christians to the lions. yet. Not particularly good. Hey, folks, by the way, did you see the latest Boeing 737 that lost an engine nacelle, an engine cover, when it took off out of Denver? Yeah, that is out there. You feel safe flying on a Boeing? Well, you should, because 99.99% of them, all those Boeing airplanes, get to wherever they go. A state employee who should never be named writes this: may the Lord use today's solar eclipse and recent earthquakes in the Northeast to demonstrate his great power and control over all things. Put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, the creator, sustainer, and savior of the world. And he quotes the great Colossians 1:15 through 16, the image of the invisible God. Yes, how true. By the way, and Dwight, thanks for sending me. I saw the story about Michigan protesters holding a pro-Palestine rally condemning the Israel and U.S. And what did they chant? Death to America. Now, we believe in the First Amendment, don't we? Sure we do. You can say anything you want in America, as crazy and as bad as it is. But we don't have to open the floodgates and the doors and a southern border or give special attention to people who come here and say, death to America. I bet you could have a conversation with somebody about that today, couldn't you? You probably could. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Folks, you must, if you care about how well you sleep, sleep on a MyPillow. And I mean it. They are the best by far. In fact, they're not only the best by far, you can buy them at really deep, deep discounts right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code PC23. PC23, that's unique to this radio show and this radio station. Fight for your liberty, because Mike Lindell is. He's taking the profits from his company, and he puts it into lawsuits all across the country. PC23. Sleep great. Get great deals on American-made products, and you'll love them. If you haven't tried MyPillow products yet, you need to. I sleep on it every night. You should, too. MyPillow.com, PC23. Curtis writes, Portland also needs a mayor like Rene Gonzalez. He said he would work with Salem. He understands the way Portland goes, the way the whole state goes. You're right. Let's go to Kathy, who's on the line. Kathy, good morning to you.
Hey. Doesn't Bill Gates, doesn't Bill Gates have some sort of, isn't he entangled with the WHO?
Yeah, he is.
Because I've been hearing about this vote that they're going to have in May that gives them the power to call whatever health emergency worldwide that they want to.
Yeah. And Bill Gates is a part of that. Joe Biden has said he's going to be all in on that. The little problem is, and this, when Biden does that, we need to sue and put it in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, because it is, in effect, a treaty. And the U.S. Constitution says only the U.S. Senate can approve a treaty. They're trying to massage the language to say, nah, it really isn't. But yet, if we are turning over that power, as you've described, and you're accurate, to the World Health Organization to basically declare a pandemic, and we then shut ourselves down or subject ourselves to all the restrictions worldwide, that's a treaty.
They're making a big deal. They're making a big deal out of the bird flu and how it's jumping over the cattle and blah, blah, blah. And if they were to decide that it's time, couldn't they close down the world or whatever before the election?
It's possible. It depends if Joe Biden signs that thing or not. Got to let you go, Kathy. Thank you. Good question. We'll continue to talk about it. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Biebs.
Hey, Jeff, go Ducks. Have you seen this story about the 71-year-old great-grandmother that got convicted for going inside the Capitol and praying for 10 minutes?
Yeah, after the cops let her in. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen
it. After the cops let her in. I mean, we've got the streets melting down, people being raped and killed right and left. You can't even walk across town in most of these cities. And we're arresting 71-year-old grandmothers and putting them in jail.
And they're not stopping. There's a Epoch Times story, Gary. They're continuing to arrest January 6 people. In April, through April 15th, or April 5th, excuse me, 122.
This is pathetic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, how petty and vindictive can you possibly be to be still pushing this false narrative, because we all know it was a scam put on by the Democrats to trap Trump voters and supporters. And this is just political harassment, terrorism, whatever you want to call it. But 71-year-old grandmothers, you're wasting millions of dollars convicting for what?
And it is a bridge too far, because that's the kind of story that gets people really riled up and gets them thinking, we've gone too far. We better. Go Beavs. Thank you.
Go Ducks.
See you.